Good morning, good afternoon, good night. It is time for my podcast, your podcast, everybody's favorite podcast. Yes, the Unwrapped Mind is back, and we are here for another great episode. So, hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for making this a great episode. And I really appreciate it. I can't tell y'all how much it feels good to be here today. I want to start off by saying, first and foremost, thank you again to Ashley Stewart for trusting me with his artist, Tub Ye. And NHL Marcel, both of them are really dope artists. They were on last week. If you didn't check last week's episode, I advise you go ahead and run that back and give it a listen to. Two amazing artists, great stories. Just the way they talk and present themselves and represent their label was just amazing. And I thoroughly enjoyed them and being a part of what they got going on. So thank y'all for just allowing me to be a part of that. Man, I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. You know, definitely thank y'all for tuning in this week. I truly appreciate it. I definitely truly appreciate y'all tuning in. So let me jump into some things. I don't think I'm going to be on long today. This ain't going to be one of the longer podcasts. It's probably be one of the shorter ones. The United States, man, it's crazy. First and foremost, if y'all, I live in South Carolina, those who don't know, but somewhere in the midst of the last few years, the state auditor or whoever it is had misplaced. Listen to what I'm saying. They lost track of $1.8 billion. During a recent audit, it was discovered to be sitting in a bank somewhere. $1.8 billion. That's billion with a B. Was misplaced by the state of South Carolina. Now they're saying, what should we do with this money? Here's some suggestions, state of South Carolina. One, do a forensic audit on that $1.8 billion. Because somebody's been collecting the interest off this $1.8 billion and living off of it. Then you'll find out who mismanaged that money. A lot of people's hands are in that pot, so they're not going to do anything that stupid. Two, You could pay all state employees, regardless of where they work in the state, be they, you know, emergency workers, police, firemen, paramedics, be it teachers, be it state employees on any level, give them all raises of or about $15,000 to $20,000 so they can actually afford to live in this state. Let's make that fair. Just do that because you got $1.8 billion that y'all lost. Y'all ain't even tell us about the interest. Y'all just told us about the $1.8 billion. But I can tell you there's probably interest just out the Yahoo on that. Three, y'all can fix these crappy roads. How about we get these crappy roads straight and maybe put internet in some of these rural or poorer neighborhoods so that all people have access to the information highway, not just those who can afford it. That's some things y'all could do with the money, but, you know, definitely do the investigation to find out where the money came from and why it's been sitting there for all these years. How about that, state? Anyway, off of that and on to one of my new favorite topics, the United States of America. I don't get us. I really don't. And like I said, I tried when I first started this podcast, I said, yo, we ain't going to be all political like that. Why? Off topic. Why my son got a whole one of them little popsicles a popsicle wrapper up here on my dang old table in my working area. Oh, miscreant. I can't wait. Me and him have a little talk up here eating one and eating upstairs. Why is kids eating upstairs? Do y'all as parents set rules? And I guess we all did it. But you set the simplest rules and kids just break them. And then when you ask them, like I'm going to ask tomorrow morning, everybody going to be acting like they don't know. Or he going to hit me with his favorite. It was in my pocket. No, boy, you were sucking his little popsicle down and left the wrapper up here to get all sticky. That's how you get ants and stuff like that. Ugh. Anyway, me and I'm going to have that conversation. May tell y'all how it went. I may not. But it's probably going to be some yelling involved. I can guarantee that. Anyway, back on to the United States. Only United States can be on the verge of a financial shutdown in the government, literally in the last 30 days, turn around and sign a bill to send $90 billion of foreign aid to another country. Are you kidding me? We live in a country where people are practically sucking off a peach pit that they pulled off a trash can, and we're cutting a financial aid to a foreign country. We ain't even fixed this country. Let's fix this country. Hell, if you can write off $90 billion in foreign aid, let's treat the United States like a foreign country and write off these student loans. I don't even have student loans, and I'm sick of how student loans affect this country. The simple fact that we as America, as a country, can send $90 billion of foreign aid to another country. And yeah, I know what's going on with Israel and Palestine and Russia and all those countries. Honestly, when you talk about cutting checks, I don't care. Spend that money right here in the United States. Treat us like a foreign country. Give us some aid and let's fix what's wrong here. Hell, have we even fixed the water in Flint? Have we fixed Flint yet? Flint, y'all got clean water in Flint? Anybody listening to Flint, let me know if we got some clean water in Flint, because I'm doubting it. We cut $90 billion checks of foreign aid. Who in the heck? That's like the person you know owing you money, and you seeing them kicking it at the club, doing it big. You like, no. No. And then you tell me I owe taxes? This country is the audacity of this country to be in debt, to be almost on the verge of a financial shutdown, cut $90 billion in foreign aid, but then track me down because I may owe you $1,200 on my federal income tax. You're going to send the whole damn IRS after your little $1,200 funky little dollars. And I said it, your $1,200 funky little dollars. Meanwhile, you cutting billions of dollars to a group of people who ain't going to never pay you back. And if they is going to pay you back, quit trying to chase me for my little $1,200. Oh, stupid backwards country. I tell you, think about what I just said. That's the United States in a nutshell. We ain't got no money. We going to give you $90 billion, and then we going to track down people who owe us money, because we sucker them into basically a stranglehold with student loans. Really? That's where we at? Oh, boy. You got to love it. We're the greatest country on earth. I'm telling you, we are. We truly are. We truly, truly are. Truly are. Speaking of the greatest country on earth, because the United States give me no end of topics worth talking about. So apparently there is a movement in place to ban TikTok on a country level. They want to ban TikTok because they feel that because it's a China-owned company, they could be getting our information, selling it to third party, gaining some kind of insight from the information we use with TikTok. Now, I don't have a TikTok account, as y'all may know by now, because you never see me on TikTok. But from what I've seen of TikTok, I don't know what the hell they're going to gain by watching people dance and do stupid trends like eat Thai pods and talk about their food. I have yet to see anything on TikTok that is of national security. I have yet to see it. But they're talking about banning it because of the information foreign countries could gain from us. What are they going to do? Learn how to dance? Learn how to shake their hips? Which you don't want the women in China showing their cleavage? Because that's the only thing I can think that they're going to get from TikTok. At least from us as Americans, because we're the least common denominator when it comes to real practical stuff. And why we banning TikTok? Why are we not coming out with stronger gun control measures? How do we try to ban TikTok, which is on the computer, but won't ban who can buy guns. What in the hell is wrong with us? We're more concerned over people on TikTok than we are about some crazy man being able to get a gun in less than 24 hours because we're not doing the proper background checks. Only in America. Only in America. Uncle Sam is turning over his rare white and blue boxers. He and his gray flipping out. Talking about what the hell is happening in my country. George Washington took his false teeth out and threw them across the room because he's so mad at this country and the stupid stuff we're doing. We are just being stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. I guarantee our forefathers will beat the hell out of their kids today, knowing how stupid we are in the government. How dare we? How dare we? But that's the government we live in. That's the government we voted. We voted this government in. We deserve it. Yeah, I said it. We deserve it because we voted them in. Which brings me to another topic. This is just my thing today. I'm on one. So if y'all rolling with me today, I'm glad you is. I hope you're enjoying it because I'm on one. How are we allowing Trump to run a political presidential campaign when he is on a when he is in court for a criminal investigation in the hush money? That's the kind of country we live in. We got a blatant criminal running for president. And nobody's batting an eye. Nobody. This ain't alleged. This ain't we think he is. He's literally on trial. Literally. And he's running a presidential campaign. And there's a large minority of Americans, at least 45%, who are okay with this. They're okay. They say he has the right. Oh, he's, you know, he should be able to do this. But you got criminals who come out of jail and can't vote. But we got a criminal running for president. Make it make sense to me. Make it make sense. Because right now, it don't make no sense. None. This man got somebody who gonna testify against him at the, was the National Enquirer? He was paying them money to kill stories if somebody was talking negative about him. Are you kidding me? You can't handle still a little negative publicity? Get out of here. I thought you was grown. Put your panties up. I thought you was grown. You're paying people to kill stories. Bad juju, Mr. President. Bad juju. Oh, man. I tell you what. I can't do it. I cannot do it. Anyway, let's get on to another topic. I was going to kind of jump around on this, but I'm going to get to this one first. The album Illmatic has turned 30 years old this year. Man, if you don't know what Illmatic is, because I know some of y'all right now is like, what the hell is Illmatic? Illmatic was Nas's debut album back in 1994. It contained It Ain't Hard to Tell, Life's a Bitch, New York State of Mind, One Love, Represent. It was a very dope album. But, and here's my controversial take on that album, it is not as classic as people like to think it is. You know, it's just simply not. I say the album got, it only has 10 songs on it. 5 to 6 of them are dope. The rest of them I can skip through. Now, that's me. I'm a huge Nas fan. Anybody know me? I got everything Nas has done, all the way up to King's Disease 3. And I just listened to the new cut that he dropped with Primo, Define My Name. Can't wait to buy it. Illmatic does not hold up for me like that. I love Life's a Bitch. I love It Ain't Hard to Tell. I love The World Is Yours. I don't like One Love that much. I don't like Represent. Not a big fan of New York State of Mind. It's a couple of cuts on there I don't even listen to. I forward through. So Illmatic, for every all the hype it gets, it's not a perfect album. It really ain't. It ain't even in my top 5 to 6. It ain't in my top 10 on albums to buy. It's not even in my top 3 for Nas albums. It's not. But it's a classic. And I'm not dumping on Nas. I'm not even dumping on his albums. I'm not. I really ain't. what I'm saying and what I've always said is Illmatic ain't the hyped up thing they're making the scene. That's all. Great album, dope album. It's only classic because of nostalgia, but it doesn't hold up if you're playing all 10 songs. It just don't hold up. That's my opinion. I'm likely to have one. Quite sure my hip-hop head's about to get all up in their feelings and say something and be like, oh, he on one today. He crazy. I'm not. I really ain't. That's just how I feel. Anyway, salute to Nas because he is a genius. Love you, boy. Keep dropping albums. You are doing your thing. Can't wait for that Primo collaboration album. It's been in the making for way too long. So go ahead and get it. What else is going on in the world? Going on out there, going on. Like I said, I ain't going to be long. Trying not to be anyway. Oh, so they are about to change the way we go. Well, not we, because it doesn't affect me. Those NIL deals that those college students are getting. Because what they're saying is it is now giving the students power, you know, and they can dictate their college playing and their college careers. Duh, money is power. So you're paying these kids what they're worth, and now they're picking and choosing what schools they want to go to based off who's going to pay them. Duh, ain't that what the coach is doing? If they're not getting paid the big contracts, they're not going to play. That's why nobody's going to, you know, one of them schools you ain't never heard of. In the middle of, I slept with your cousin in Alabama. Ain't nobody going to that school because it just don't pay. You know, I can't even tell you where Rice University is at. You know, so these kids should be able to do what they want to do. We shouldn't be banning NIL money. These kids need that money. It's going to help them become better adults and better financially responsible adults. It'll show them how to manage money. Speaking of money and NIL deals, Caitlin Clark is the buzz of the hour when it comes to female basketball. Some people hating on the fact that she got a shoe deal and they don't think that's fair that Nike gave a shoe deal to her and not to Ajay Wilson, who people feel are more deservingly based on her career. You know, they're going in on it. Now, I have not seen the shoe for Caitlin, but I will tell you Nike's going to pay her a nice penny. But she's making more money through her NHL deal, and she's not making that much at all for the WNBA. She's barely going to make as a rookie $76,000. A lot of reasons for that. One of the biggest things I didn't think of, the WNBA ain't played long enough to warrant people being paid that much money. You got to think they play from March to about the end of July, August. They don't play a lot. They only got 12 teams. They're not even in enough areas to be paying people that much. So all those ladies out there, go get your NIL deals, get them straight before you sign with these colleges. Don't let them take you back. They can't respect you. They should neglect you. Leave me be. Let me earn my money. So all these colleges out there, y'all doing it wrong. Caitlin Clark, you are, you know, you worth every penny you're going to get from Nike. The WNBA should be paying you more, but 12 teams and the lack of female support, the WNBA is not going to pay you no more than that. Should you have stayed in college, kept your NIL deal? You definitely should have stayed in college, kept your NIL deal and got more money. But for me, that's neither here nor there. I'm supporting the WNBA. I'm going to go to a game in Atlanta and hopefully New York. With that being said, I don't think I got too much more going. I didn't want to keep y'all long. I just wanted to let y'all know I was thinking about y'all and make this trip. Hey, shout out to It Is What It Is podcast. Shout out to Phil and Leroy, the Judgmentals. I appreciate y'all. I love you. Man, y'all are killing it out there. They did a recap of wrestling, and they did a recap of this week's episode they just dropped yesterday, day before yesterday, was about Drippin' Honey, the teacher / rapper in Michigan. They hitting their stride. These boys is Ken Griffey in the barn every time they step up to the plate. So they knocking it out. Shout out to all my small back businesses. Aetna's MKVIP Man Cave. Go ahead and check her out. Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Check out Leroc Clothing, LEROC.org. Clothing. You can see them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Cedrica, my cousin, the Welkin Society. She is doing all your accessories for everything you wear. You wearing a hat, you wearing glasses, she gonna help you make them doper. So give her a check out too at the Welkin Society. W-E-L-K-I-N, the Welkin Society. I know I forget people because I always do. I always, totally, always do. If you are out and about, go check out Big Deal Winfield in Akron, Ohio. My man is out there doing it. Awesome dude. Great food. You will definitely enjoy it. With that being said, I don't have much more. I ain't gonna keep y'all. Hope y'all made it to y'all destination. As always, I'm here for y'all. Thank y'all for being here for me. Peace in the Middle East. And I am out.